Okay, so we left off on Thursday in England in the 1100s. So while I don't know what else was going on in England, I don't know, Magna Carta's maybe, I don't know, other exciting things were going on in those years. But the only thing that really mattered that was going on in England was the Kasha, the Tzitzit Chachmei Anglia, the stuff, forget about what King John was doing, Shaz, what the Bali HaTzitzit were doing. So the Tzitzit Chachmei Anglia posed the question, is that we're all familiar with the Shnei Dvarim in Mitzvah Shel Adam. But L'chayr, there's a third on the list, and that's Ma'aseh She'ani, the Gemara says Beferish, in Bava Kamma. Now the Tzitzit Chachmei Anglia don't even quote the Gemara, they just assume that if you're learning Pesach, you must learn Bava Kamma at some point. So the Gemara in Merubah calls Ma'aseh She'ani, Adavish, in B'Shishas Oladam, V'Sana Chaskin and B'Shuso. It's a little bit of a complicated one because it's only called in B'Shishas Oladam in the world view of Rabbi Meir, who says that Ma'aseh She'ani is Maman Gavoa, Kadesh from Ma'aseh She'ani and Mekudeshes. So according to Rabbi Meir, really you don't own Ma'aseh She'ani. The other became, the Torah tells us, there's a special unique halacha for a Bailam that applied to Ma'aseh She'ani above and beyond regular pidyon Ma'aseh She'ani, that the Bailam have to be Ma'aseh Chaimish. I mean the Bailam. What's the Bailam? Who the Bailam? They're no Bailam. Ma'aseh She'ani from Gavoa. Oh, Zeman Fendo, Zasoda Kaskila Bishusai. That's what says the Gemara in Merubah. The only thing is that the Gemara took that idea of Asana Kaskan B'Shuso and went flying with it. The Gemara says, oh, that's true. The Ma'aseh She'ani is Asana Kaskan B'Shuso. That would explain the following phenomenon. We all know you can't be Machdish Adav Asher B'Shuso. You can't really do a Chalois Adav Asher B'Shuso. And yet we know the Holy Tznuin were being paid the Ma'aseh She'ani, which is in B'Shuso. They were being paid the Ma'aseh She'ani, the Revai, which is like Ma'aseh She'ani, and that was stolen from them. How could they pull off a stunt to be Bechalel Ma'aseh She'ani slash Revai if it's in B'Shuso? It must be, because the Son of Kasmi B'Shuso. So comes the Gemara with this grandiose razzle down. Well, this is like something you would expect, like from a Ketzois, like from a Sivis, you know, from a Moshe, to be a Chasm. That's like a Chreinish Torah. No. I don't mean that in the derogatory sense, just that's like the way we're thinking. I love this. It's a Gemara. Amar Rav, Asana Koskila Bishusai, and therefore, Asana Koskila Bishusai, and that can override the otherwise din of Einadim Yachal Hakdishul Chal Damashin Bishusai. The only thing is that the Gemara said this whole Cheshbon, the Gemara said this whole Pilpul, as a fleeing havamim. Omar Rav, Ilav Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan could have said this. He would have been the best person around to say this. We would have expected this out of the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan. Because Rabbi Yochanan was the biggest supporter of the theory of Eina B'Shuso, you can't be Makdish, can't be Mechalo. And why should Rabbi Yochanan get himself into a fight with the Tznuin? I'd like to have Tznuin on my side. They're nice guys, the Tznuin. They're from, they're religious, the Tzniyas. They're the real guys, they're the real deal. So why did Rabbi Yochanan have to take on the Tznuin? Rabbi Yochanan say, I don't hold like the Tznuin. I passkin against the Tznuin. What do you mean you passkin against the Tznuin? You could see eye to eye with the Tznuin, because the Tznuin were relying on this Shtimotai, this Razzle Dazzle, the Vasar HaKosm, the Meshusa. So Rabbi suggested this idea, but Rabbi backpedals and he says, no, sorry, I can't say it because Rabbi Yochanan didn't say it. And the fact that Rabbi Yochanan himself conceded that he's against the Tznuin, he's not resolvable with the Shittas of Tznuin, you see there's something wrong, something fundamentally wrong with this Cheshbon. So now the multi-million dollar question for our Sugya Pesach and Avav is, what's wrong with the Cheshbon? What's wrong with it? Sounded good to me. What could possibly be wrong with it? So one approach could be that Ma'aseh She'ani and Revai, according to Rabbi Meir, really truly are candidates for Asana Kasam Yom B'Shusa. They really are examples of Shnei Devarim, and actually Shloisha Devarim. Okay, we'll count Ma'aseh She'ani and Revai as one. We don't want to throw off the math too much. So Yesh Mitzvah, Yesh Din Shlishi, She'ani B'Shusa Shaladu. It's not yours. It's 100% true. Rava's statement, Yilavir, it's true, it's right. Itaka is a din shlishi. And it really belonged in Sacham Davav. And why isn't it here? It's Takapel, it's Takatechian, it's Takakash and Rebbe Lozer. Takakash, maybe Rebbe Lozer, didn't only grab mayor, I don't know why. But it really, truly, like the Taisa Chakliangli Atayna, it belongs in our sugya. It should have made the mark, should have made the list of Eid Vishisa Shalom. So why did Rabbi Yochanan not accept it? Why did Rabbi Yochanan declare defeat, surrender, and say that I can't resolve myself with the Tznuin? What do you think we can derive from Rabbi Yochanan? What great insight can we have into the sugya of Eid Vishisa Shalom can we possibly derive from Rabbi Yochanan, even though we're conceding now Maaseh Sheni is a Davash Eid Vishisa Shalom? And yes, the only way to explain is to say, it's Eina B'Shus HaShalodim. It's Tachan Eina B'Shus HaShalodim. So, V'Yasod HaKos HaGina B'Shusam. The only way to explain why you pay Chaymesh is because of Yasod HaKos HaGina B'Shusam. And the Tznuin is still not right. Why is that? What conclusion can we draw? If we want to salvage by Sashen and avoid being Eina B'Shusam, Yasod HaKos HaGina B'Shusam, and still that will not defend the Tznuin's opinion. And still the Tznuin are wrong, the Tznuin against Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that, Rabbi Yochanan? What did the Tznuin do above and beyond the din of Shnei Dvarim and B'Shus HaShalodim? How far did the Tznuin go above and beyond the Asana Kaski and B'Shus?
They apply it to external reasons of...
They apply it to other reasons why it's in a B'Shusa. It's in a B'Shusa of Gezeila. The fact that the Torah says, K'chik yifta ish yigal ish rim ma'israi, asana kosmik B'Shusai, that's when the only ikuf, the only thing that's calling it in a B'Shusa is Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. Alzen nem by the Chiddush HaTorah, asana kosmik B'Shusai. But the minute it's Eina B'Shusa for other reasons, other external reasons, who said that's covered by the Gzeirah HaKos HaGina B'Shusa? Not everything is trumped by a Sod HaKos HaGina B'Shusa. Only the particulars of Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. If that is the emes of Pshat in the Gemara, if that is the ultimate reason why Rabbi Yochanan refused to accept the Tznuin, if that's the ultimate reason why Rabbi backed down from Ishtibul Torah, then this sheds tremendous light on which Shaila Rabbi Yisai? Achamit Shaila. Which Shaila Rabbi Yisai? This seems to be an absolute contradiction to who? To the Tzos. This is an absolute support for who?
Mechaz
Chinuch. This is our Shaila. This is how the Sugya started. Our entire week last week was dedicated to this one question. Asana Kosmik Yina B'Shusa is only localized, or even if it's Eina B'Shusa for half a dozen other reasons, it's Hefker, it's Gezela, it's also Bhanno. Does the din of Asana Kosmik Yina trump all Eina B'Shusa or Lav Davka? So we presented this as Machlikis, the Ge'ini Yelam, the Tzais, for Nechaz Chinuch. And now we're saying, there's a Gemara. This is why Rabbi Yochanan couldn't buy into the Tznuin. For this very reason. Rabbi Yochanan, how can we possibly defend the Ketzos? Can the Ketzos hanging? Ketzos against the Mephibosheth of Gemara and Baba Kama. Rabbi Yochanan, maybe the reason why Rabbi Shtibul Torah is not correct, that Rabbi himself backed out from the Shtibul Torah, is for a totally different reason. Maybe Rav Shtibul Torah did not even get into the batter's box. What do I mean by that? Shnei Dvarim Eina B'Shus HaShalodim. Maaseh Sheni is Eina B'Shus HaShalodim. Really? Wait, stop. What made you think that Maaseh Sheni is Eina B'Shus HaShalodim? Which halachic principle governing Maaseh Sheni and revive made you think that's Eina B'Shus HaShalodim? Whose famous Shita? Remeir, Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa. You thought that licked in Maaseh Sheni Mamun Gavoa is a statement that it doesn't belong to you. And therefore you got the ball rolling and asking, hey, wait a second, it doesn't belong to you. So how in the world could you be called the Baal of the Gabi Pidgin and the Gabi Chaymish? That's what you thought, right? That's what Rava thought. I didn't say Rava said that. Perhaps Rabbi Yechanan said to Rava, stop. Don't even pick up that bat. Don't even start the ball rolling. Wrong. I said, Shani Mama Gavoa. But it doesn't mean it's not yours. In the world, does that mean? It's a double talk. Does the Mishnah in Kedushin say or does not say that if you hold the Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa, you keep him cash and you should Ma'aseh Sheni? Does it say that? Absolutely. Doesn't the words Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa mean exactly what it sounds like? It's not yours, right? Doesn't it mean that?
It's obvious.
If we could possibly reformulate and revamp and repackage what Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa really truly does mean, maybe it doesn't mean that it's not yours. It sounds that way, but everything that sounds that way is actually that way. So maybe we have to go back to the drawing board and try to fine-tune what does Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa mean and what it doesn't mean in order to appreciate why Amar Rava, Rava saw in Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa the beginnings of Asar Nekasaki Lebishusai. And maybe we, Rabbi Yechanan, argue with that very nekuda. So unlike the first beer that was saying Midas Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabbi Yechanan does buy into Rava's basic premise that Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa means it's not yours, and therefore you have to fall back on Asar HaKosov. And the nekuda of Achleikas Rabbi Yechanan and Rava's attempt was Zolzayin, you say Asar HaKosov B'Shusam. But does that translate to being even the Gabi other external Eid of Mishusos, which would, according to our first understanding, would make the Machlekes Rava and Rabbi Yechanan in a sense, we're calling Rava a sheet, even though Rava doesn't really say it, Ilav de Rabbi Yechanan, Rava's presentation against Rabbi Yechanan's truth, everyone agrees that Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa, and everyone agrees that therefore Eid of Mishusos, and the Machlekes is, does that translate to mean for other external reasons, which would basically make the crux of the issue between Rabbi Yechanan and Rava the issue that the Ktzayis Melech HaSchindich were debating? That was the first suggestion. And now we're backpedaling and saying, no, not necessarily true. Maybe the reason why Rabbi Yechanan disagreed with Rava's presentation is lumdus, was because Rabbi Yechanan felt that the very application of Ma'aseh Sheni being and any b'shusa shel adam forcing you to fall back on asar nekasaki b'shusa is fundamentally flawed, because Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa doesn't mean what you think it means. If it doesn't mean what you think it means, so what does it mean? That's the next point we have to address. Yeah. No, in the case of chametz, we spoke about chametz that's ein b'shusa because the primary reason is because it's chametz, asabana, whatever that is. Then you have chametz that's hefker. Then you have chametz shel gezeila. Then you have chametz that's kileh kerem. Those are all, we lumped them all together. We didn't differentiate between the kileh kerem part and the gezeila and the hefker part. Right? So if I say, I want to fine tune this point. If we want to present now that Rabbi Yechanan denies the very start of Rav Shmuel Teira, not the extension to other external individuals. He holds Ma'aseh Sheni is Mam Gavoa Pasuk Rameir. Gemara Pasuk Rameir. Just because you pasuk Ma'aseh Sheni Mam Gavoa doesn't necessarily translate to mean that it runs into a problem of Eid B'Shusa Shulam. How is that? Mam Gavoa means it's not yours. Mam Gavoa means you keep your cash nisha. What else could it possibly mean? So there is a Rambam. The 13th of the Maamar Kaimus is Rambam Hichas Ishus. But the Rambam basically paraphrases the sugya in the second parak of Kedushin, where the Mishnah, the Gemara explained, you can't be Makar Shanisha with Ma'aseh Sheni. So he's standing under the chuppah, and the Mishnah of Kedushin asks, where's the ring? Gavalt, I left the ring at home. All right, no big deal. Pulls an apple out of his pocket. And the Mishnah of Kedushin asks him, okay? Did you buy this apple with your own money? Well, Rabbi, let me tell you a little bit about this apple. This apple happens to be a Maaseh Sheni apple, or it's a Revoy apple. That depends what the rabbi's name is. If the rabbi's name is Rabbi Yehuda, it's like, great, no problem. If the rabbi's name is Rabbi Meir, it's like, no good, but Kaddish for Maaseh Sheni, Enim Kadeshes. Why is Enim Kadeshes? So look at the rabbi's presentation. Rabbi Chizkiyahu Perkei Halacha Daled. Kitchim Maaseh Sheni, Baby Sheni, Baby Meizin. That's really a technical issue. Why Sheni Meizin would have possibly made a different stuff for now. Enim Kadeshes. The Rambam is very clear, unequivocally, we pass the Grey Mayor. Why? Lefim. Lepisha, Eimoy Lassos Bashar Chafotz of Achi is Chalil. Shinema Bemaisel Hashem Hu. The Rambam says, you know why Eimoy Kadesh is? Because you weren't supposed to be doing what you're doing. The Torah says, Hashem Hu. Hashem Hu means to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat it with Bishop Atara, or point that those are the only options available for Maaseh Sheni. One of the options available for Maaseh Sheni is not to get married with it. Getting married is a good thing, we're all for getting married, but that's not Lashem Hu. And therefore, you're a bad boy. You did the wrong thing. And therefore, you're not married. I said, the Rambam's writing Maaseh Sheni. The Rambam is writing you what you're supposed to do and not supposed to do in life. What's the goal of Hilchizishus? The Rambam Hilchizishus is not telling you who's good and who's bad. The Rambam is telling you who's Mekudeshus and who's not Mekudeshus. But a kain is Mekudeshus Grusha, that's a bad thing to do, but she's still Mekudeshus. So what would it do? So the guy violated who's Maaseh Sheni. Good, okay, but very nice. So he violated, he was in flagrant violation of Mitzvah Tluyos Baaretz. Okay, so we won't give him after year, next year. So he was in gross violation of the Pasuk Kodesh Lashem Hu. Okay, good. All right, so we won't honor him at the next year's dinner. Let's dedicate to Mitzvah Tluyos Baaretz. Okay, that was very nice. What does it have to do with the Kodeshes? If I was writing the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, I would have written it like this. I'm a Kaddish, but I say Sheni, in the Kodeshes, but we should keep Shabbat Abashem HaShalayim. Zokte Briskerov, this comes the beginning of Chedush Ben Zvachim, Zokte Briskerov, a Vort, the Yisayin and Rambam, famous Vort from Briskerov. My Sesheni Mamad Gavaya is not a statement of Dini Mamadis. My Sesheni Mamad Gavaya does not address who owns the object, who doesn't own the object. Who owns the apple? It's my field. The apple grew on my tree. It's my apple. It's not I'm allowed to bring it to Shalayim, enjoy it. What kind of Asimadur is that? It's mine, it belongs to me, 100% mine in the Mamadis. What Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavaya means is as follows. Since the Torah gives us very, very clear guidelines and limitations on what we are permitted to do with our Maaseh Sheni, about eating in Shalayim, that's about it, Mikdush V'Tahara, any other attempted use of Maaseh Sheni Shalakidin, the Torah declares to be null and void. The Torah nullifies, the Torah's mevatel, any other unauthorized use of Maaseh Sheni. That's what Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavaya means. Maaseh Sheni Mamad Hedjit means that it's also unauthorized use, but not all unauthorized use is going to result in a declaration that what you did is null and void. Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavaya is a melitza. Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavaya means that if and when you violate the Dinim of Kedushas Maaseh Sheni, we're going to view it as if you tried to do something that you didn't really have shlita to do. And we're going to make believe that it's Maaseh Mamad Gavaya. But Maaseh Sheni Mamad Gavaya doesn't really mean it's hard, so it doesn't mean it doesn't belong to you. It means we're treating it in the halacha as if it doesn't belong to you. We're going to address your chaloisim as if you weren't an item to do. But tachlis, who owns the Maaseh Sheni? Nobody else. You own the Maaseh Sheni. And that's what the Rambam gives you a whole speech as to, you want to know why you know Kadesh is? Lefisha Eim Maaseh Lasa Shatzerochav. You know what you did, Lashem? You were in flagrant violation of the Pasuk of Chumash Lashem, you Baravera. And therefore the Torah says what you did is no one for you. Tachlis, who owns the Maaseh Sheni? Of course you own the Maaseh Sheni. There's no such thing. Maaseh Sheni Morvah doesn't mean what it sounds like. Famous Vort, famous Diyah from Riskerav, and she is around. And Lamana Emes, the Mishkan Rav points out that there's a Ravid in his parish, there is Kainim that actually disagrees with this Rav, but again, we're not learning this sugya in the details right now. Just be aware this is Shittas HaRambam. If this is in fact Shittas HaRambam, so then I understand why Rav Shtibul Torah doesn't even get off the ground. Rav said, how could the Torah call you the Ba'ilim and make you pay a chaimesh for pidyon mashiach? You're not really the Ba'ilim. What's the answer? How could the Torah say you as the Ba'ilim have to pay a chaimesh? You're not really the Ba'ilim. What's the refutation of that statement? Shkoyach what? You are the Ba'ilim. Thank you very much. Do best the Ba'ilim. You are the Ba'ilim. Ah, you can't be kashish with it. What's up doing anything? Ah, you can't be boicher. Ah, you can't give it matam. It's irrelevant. All those chaloisim that you can't do are not because there's a chisaron in Ba'ilim. It's 100% yours. But since all the above are unauthorized use to Ma'aseh Sheni, the Torah declares the chaloisim to be batal. But in a heart of soul, who's the Ba'ilim? You're the Ba'ilim. You're the only, the soul Ba'ilim. And therefore you're the one who is subject to the din of being Ma'aseh Chemish. And therefore, there is no case of Ma'aseh Sheni and Revoi being it's not any b'shusso. It doesn't necessitate a sada because of b'shusso. The whole thing is batal mevatal. It never existed in the first place. So the chayyim the ktsais would have to respond to that, because the last place the ktsais wants to go, the absolute worst thing the ktsais could possibly face is to say tachem ha'sesheni is a sada because of b'shusso. And the reason why it doesn't cover the tzniuin is because the sons don't cover outside external in the b'shusso. That's bad, because that's going to undermine the entire theory of the k'tzais b'chamishal hefker. So for the k'tzais's purposes, the biskirov's reading of the Rambam is much, much cleaner, much better, much smoother. So basically, when all the dust settles, we have two very, very different approaches to the Gemara. We have Rabbi Yechanan clearly not accepting Stuart. Rabbi Yechanan says, I and the Stuart just don't see eye to eye. We don't get along, me and the Stuart. And Rav is saying, why not? You, Rabbi Yechanan, Rav is 20 years later, turned to Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan, and you and the Stuart are great. Just quote us on the Chaskel of Bishusan. And Rabbi Yechanan clearly didn't want to do that. Why didn't Rabbi Yechanan want to do that? One of two possibilities. Either because he felt that Asada Chaskel of Bishusan is not going to cover external Ein HaMishusos, which would be Mechaz Chiruch territory, or Rabbi Yechanan didn't want to go down the route because he feels that Ma'aseh Sheni be'ikara was never subject to the rule of Asada Chaz Mishus. It was never in a Shalayin, it was never in a Mishus in the first place, which would be much more sick with the Ketzaisa's approach. So now going back to the Tesis Chachmei Anglia, again, I don't know what was going on in England in the 1100s, in the Bismanish in the Tesis Chachmei Anglia, I don't know. I just noticed that there was a Talmud who raised his hand and said, Rebbe, the Gemara Psachim, the Rebbe saying Shia Psachim Davav, and he's saying Shnei Devayim Mishusa, born Chametz, the Rebbe, say it in Chaucer English, Rebbe, there's a third one. The third one is Ma'aseh Sheni. And we don't have any record of what the response was. Could this have been part of the discussion? That maybe Rava and a fleeing Hamamin have thought that Ma'aseh Sheni was. So maybe that's good for the reason where Rabbi Yechanan didn't buy into it. Maybe Tav Rabbi Yechanan held it wasn't. Or maybe the first beer was right. And why isn't it on the list? I don't know why. Chatzachian boy. Maybe Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shmuel, maybe they don't hold it for a mayor in the first place. I don't know. So whether or not, when all the dust settles, Ma'aseh Sheni qualifies as being one of those Eina B'shusha Shalanda, ultimately needed the Brisker Rav's punchline in the Rambam. Is Ma'aseh Sheni really truly an Eina B'shusha Shalanda? Is it Ma'aseh Sheni Mum Gavah? Does it really mean what it sounds like? And the Emes says, this Brisker Rav didn't start in Brisk. This goes back thousands of years already. Because there appears to be a Sugya B'sech Sukkah, again, it's beyond the scope right now. It seems to be Machloikis Amaroim B'sech Sukkah Taf Lamed Hei about, if you accept Rabbi Meir's view, Ma'aseh Sheni Mum Gavah, can you be Yaitse Dalan Minim with an Esrog Shem Ma'aseh Sheni? So one day the Gemara says you can't. It's not Lachem. And there appear to be other days in the Gemara that disagree. And it's not clear in the Gemara why those other days disagree. It's not Lachem. What could possibly be the reason that the other days disagree? If the Brisker Rav's right, that Maaseh Sheni is yours. You can't be Makar Sheni, but that doesn't mean it's not Lachem. And just merely picking it up is not necessarily unauthorized usage. Using it under the chuppah to transfer ownership to somebody else, that's an unauthorized usage that the Torah's been about. Simply picking it up and shaking it as a little bit extra may not be unauthorized, and therefore, there's no reason to disqualify it from the mitzvah dal minim. It is called Lachem. So it is very, very possible that this Brisker Rav, who himself claims it's a machlekes Rambam and the Rambam, he has a deed from the Rambam, he has a deed from the Rambam to his kohenim, and he created a whole razzle dazzle shtibul Torah machlekes Rishayim, where the Maaseh Sheni Mam Gavur means kipshuto that it's not yours or not. That may very well be the nekudas machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechlin back in Bava Kama. That may be the machlekes Amarayim in Sukkot Daf Lamed Hey. This is old as the hills. So this Shaila went back to the days of the Tanaim, the Amarayim. What did Rav Meir mean when he formulated that principle of Maaseh Sheni Mam Gavur? Did it really truly impact on a deficiency of Bialus or not? Again, with all the potential ramifications, we're just simply learning the Taishchak Behangli. That's all. We want to understand and appreciate whether Maaseh Sheni makes the list or not. Which case? The Gemara of Bava Kama? That whole Gemara was, it could be that Gufa was part of the Bava's Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. That Rava presented that whole thing, he was assuming not like the Brisker Rav. And the reason why Rava was rejected is because of the Brisker Rav. There are definitely Amarayim who deny the Brisker Rav. Look, there's a day in Sukkah that says you can't be Yetzir Da'al Midah, but that's what Shem because it's an Olacha. So the Brisker Rav will concede, yeah, that day is not going with my thing, but the Rav doesn't pass like that day. Right. It's almost right. It's interesting. It's almost like the flip. It's like the flip of Rabbi Elazar Misha. Right. The Brisker Rav's interesting. Aram is told to say the Brisker Rav's Rambam is almost like diametrically opposed to Rabbi Shmuel. Right. Right. That's right. Interesting. I mean, that would be another reason why Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to go down. Yeah, okay, it could be. I mean, a lot of doctors want to put Rabbi Yochanan in the wrong camp. We think more possible for favorish against Rabbi Yochanan. So we don't want necessarily to put Rabbi Yochanan there. So we say, also the other name of Milsa, we can't just leave the Taitzchak B'Angla just hanging in the dark here in England. We have a soft spot in our heart for them. The Beisai, we spent the last half hour trying to explain in the sense why Rav is not accepted. Why Rav himself conceded that he wasn't accepted. What did the Gemara say in Bava Kama? How did the Gemara present it? Amar Rav? Where was that? Where is that Mar Mokum? So many things flying around here. Bava Kama Samach Tes, right? Rav said, I'm sorry, number 10. Amar Rav, Ilav Dim Rabbi Yechanan, Snuin Rabbi Deisim Adavir Echad. If not for Rabbi Yechanan, I would have presented Meshtibot Torah. Vizal Losh and Rav is clearly saying Meshtibot Torah was nice and cute, but wrong. Achmin Vatel Zayn Daiti to Rabbi Yechanan. However, anyone opened up the Rambams? Or the Marmakamas? The Rambam, the 11th of the Marmakamas. Inuchas Maaseh Sheni Perk Tes Halacha Zayin Mishaylo Net Revoy Bishnas Hashmit Yerabarir whole story. The last line in the Rambam: Tznuin Haymanichin Esabos Bishnas Hashmit Yomrim Kol Nukot Teredam Mechudish Very nice. Who does the Rambam quote? La Halacha, the eighth of the Tznuin. The Rambam quotes the Tznuin. Says again, we're not And we're not forcing everybody to be so tzaddik. You don't want to be such a nice tzaddik, okay? You're not mechuyev to it. But the Rambam is accepting the midas tzmuin as a good option, as actually an excellent option to prevent other people from violating Yisur. Wait a second. Hold the phone. The Rambam accepted the tzmuin? Wait a second. How does the Rambam paskin about ein b'shusha shel adam? Come on, we know that. Everybody passes like Rabbi Yochanan. Nobody passes like Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish argued with his brother Rabbi Yochanan. Nobody passes like Rish Lakish. If we would not accept ein b'shusha shel adam, so we could cancel three quarters of Hashem this year. We've been talking half the year about this topic, about ein b'shusha shel adam. Of course we follow Rabbi Yochanan. It's astonishing, but that's not up for discussion. Wait a second. Who sees the wheels turning here? Rabbi Yechon and Paskin, so the Rabbi Paskin said Rabbi Yechon and Gezel and Shah Shabbat and Enyacham Lachdish. At the same time, the Rabbi quotes the Tzinun. There's a textual problem and a conceptual problem. The textual problem is Rabbi backed out. Rabbi himself said Rabbi Yechon's right. That the Tzinun and Rabbi Yechon cannot coincide. And a conceptual problem that even if somebody could cross those six lines out of the Gemara, whatever, not literally, figuratively, but Lamaisa, the Tzun Rabbi Yechon, cannot coincide. So textually is the least of the problems, because it's true Rabbi Yechon denied the Tzun, that's true. And it's true that Rava kind of said, you know, I'm going to defer to Rabbi Yechon. But you know what? When all the dust settles on the Olam HaPsak, I'm not so sure that we're willing to concede to Rabbi Yechon. We may, in our heart and souls, believe that Rav is right. You know what textually forces us to believe that Rav is right? The Tznuin are not just a bunch of, you know, Hasidic guys who are doing some Midas Hasidic somewhere, you know, any other ideas? Uman, I don't know. Think of some place where you get some Midas Chasidus. It's all not just these guys, you know, off the beaten path. The Tznuin happened to be recorded in a what? Where did the Tznuin quote it? That was going to be a Stam Mishnah, thank you. That quotes the Tznuin. Rabbi Yochanan's din of Eina B'shusha Shel Adam happens to also be a Stam Mishnah in Bava Kamma. By golly. And the Rambam's goal is ultimately to make sense of this whole Mishkabah, this whole short. The Rambam had one goal. His goal was to tell you, Tachas, what do you do? He's running a Sefer Halacha. He's not running a Shtickle Torahs. He's running a Sefer Halacha. Bottom line. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yechonon's in the Yechon Lahakdish Doshem Mishuso? Yes. You know why? Because Halacha is Stam Mishnah. The Rambam refuses to tamper with that cloud. Do we paskin like it's doing? What do you think the Rambam thinks? The Rambam is writing a Sefer Halacha. He's guided with one principle. What's the principle? Halacha Stam Mishnah. You know what the Rambam puts the pen to the paper to say? Halacha Kibat Kitznuin. The Rambam says, we cannot differentiate between Rabbi Yochanan and Tznuin. We cannot take Rabbi Yochanan's approach that the Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan are not reconcilable, because that will put Rabbi Danossi into a bad light. Rabbi Danossi also knew how to learn a little bit. Rabbi Danossi quotes the Mishnah that's new in Maaseh Sheni, quotes the Mishnah of Rabbi Yechonon's Gezel and Yashur Lebaalim in effect in Bava Kamma in the seventh car, and oblivious to the fact that the two Mishnayos are contradicting one another. That's not the derech of Rabbi Danossi. Rabbi Danossi also understood that lechor that's new in Rabbi and in Mishuzo don't jive, and the answer is they do. There is a way to resolve them. So Rabbi Yochanan said, I can't resolve them. But the Rambam says, I can. How do you think the Rambam resolved them? What do you think the Rambam did to resolve them? Who do you think the Rambam brought back at Chesam Eisim? The person who made the statement was a big onov, so he was willing to back down in deference to Rabbi Yochanan, but the Rambam just picked it back up again. The Kibbutz Yof Adol, who was that? Rava. Rava just makes it, about it just makes it chesed mason. Because the Rambam paskins like the Tznuin. Even though the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yechon. So the only thing on record we have to defend and to reconcile those two psukim is Rava. It's Gevaldik, right? Rava just came back again, everybody say? Rava just made a grand reappearance. You know who says that? The Rashba and Tshuva says that. The wrong Kesef Mishnah doesn't say it, but the correct, actually the part of it is correct. The Tshuvas HaRamban, which happened not to be Tshuvas HaRamban, in case anyone's interested, happens to be Tshuvas HaRashba. In the Tshuvas HaRashba, there's a whole series of Tshuvas that are called the Tshuvas HaMiuchasas HaRamban. There were Miuchasas Petals to the Ramban. So when the Tshuvas HaRashba were originally printed, they were mistakenly thought to be a whole 100 Tshuvas or so to be the Ramban Tshuvas. They weren't. They're really the Rashba's Tshuvas. So the Tshuvas HaRashba, or Tshuvas HaMiuchasas, whatever you want to call them, they throw their hands up and say, wait a second, the Rambam. What's for Rambam? We can't kosher the very Rambam. Yeah, it is the wrong one. Right? It's the wrong consideration, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you want the right one? I can't do it. I said, well, come on. I heard this too little. Okay, you know what I'm doing. Everyone saw the right Kesef Mishnah. Of course, it's Shiva Sarash, but it says, the Embassy of Derek, guys, and all the dust settles, Rav is right. When all the dust settles, the only way to defend it's doing is to say, Eine Bishusa Shalada, the son of Kazakhina Bishusai. And therefore, even though against a better judgment, it's a Dabashin Bishusai, because it's Gezela, my Sashani is different. Like the Tosfos, Chachmei Anglia. There are two great Acharonim who refuse to say that pshat. B'shum pan of Eifin will never ever concede to that biur in the Rambam. Who are they? If that pshat in the Rambam is right, the two Acharonim are out of business. Who are they? Brisker Rav, for sure, because the Brisker Rav said, wait a second, the Rambam? The Rambam's the last one in the world who's going to say Maaseh Sheni is Mom and Gavoa, literally. So forget that pshat. Who else is Bishum Ponim, is not going to go down for this one. Refuses to concede to this one. Will not fall behind this pshat. The Ktzos cannot. Because if the Ktzos does, started the other way around. Because if this pshat is, let's backtrack for a second. If Rava is right, if at the end of the day, Rava is correct, that the real way to explain why the tzniyum are right, why you can be paid the Maaseh Sheni because they say the Bishuso, is because it's covered by Shnei Dvarim in the Bishuso Shel Adam, even though that's an external in the Bishuso. That's great for who and terrible for who? That idea that at the end of the day, Rav is right. Shnei Dvarim in Mishnah Shel Adam works even to externals. That's great for who and terrible for who?
It's great for the Kasfina.
Great for the who? Who's the one who says that Shnei Dvarim applies to other things?
Yes.
Tell us, who's that terrible for? The Kasfina by Kilayim, right? By Kilayim Karim. So neither the Brisker Rav nor the Kasfina is going to take this lightly. We have two gedayli ge'ayni oylem, and yet we. Who are we? Tachas chinuch, b'shkerov. Tach pachodim from b'shkerov, mechas chinuch. So there's got to be another pshat in this Rambam. This beer in the Rambam just can't go for two totally different reasons. Who would have ever thought in a million years? Have I told you once or twice that different Torah are interconnected? And the pieces of the puzzle? Have we pointed out, we highlighted that once or twice in the last 20 years? We're learning a sugi psachim davav v'beis, the shnei dvar menashim shishol adam. And we developed the gevaldik machleikis ktzois from the nichas chinuch. It's just how far that cloud goes. We went from chomitz shel hefker to chomitz of kilei akera. We highlighted the machleikis to gedolei yol, gedolei acharein, and b'skirav from nichas chinuch. Just how far The Rebbe Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu when he said, what does that mean? How far does that go? Does that cover external considerations as well? And we went back 1,500 years and realized that was the Nekudas of Machlokes, Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And for a few minutes, till a few minutes ago, when we thought that Rabbi Yochanan was ultimately correct, we had the Ketzos in trouble. But now when we flip the tables, turn the tables, and show that ultimately Rav is right, so that puts the Mechitz Chinuch back into hot water. And then the Agav, it puts the Bishkrov into a terrible position, because the Bishkrov is the Chavrambam, the Rebbe, what's the Rebbe, the Chazishus. So Pesachim Dachor Mubis, the Chavis HaMachtes, the Bishkrov Shtik will turn around the Chazishus, the Tois Chach Anglia back with us, Shubas Bichostas to Rambans, Rashba, somebody. And it all goes back to the same basic questions. What does a son of Chasam Shiso really mean? How far does it go? So we must come up with another beer in the Rambam. We do not want to end the sugya on a downer and say that, yeah, Nimna Vagamra, Raif and Rambam against Benaskin, against Biskrov, can't be. So there has to be another beer in the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah, in the correct Kesef Mishnah, offers me a different beer for the Shittas Rambam. A beer that unravels the entire sugya. A beer that enables us to understand the tznuin in a whole new light. To basically ignore everything we've been talking about for the last 2 days. Yes, it's true, the Gemara, you can't blame everybody else until, you can't blame us until 30 seconds ago. Why did we think that the Tznuin posed a problem of Eina B'Shuso? The Gemara said so. For about 2 blocks long, the Gemara said so. But somewhere tucked into that sugya, I need to tell you a little piece of information. When the Gemara, for 2 blocks was working with the assumption that Tznuin Rabbi Yochanan bad, Tznuin is where they can't go inside, because Rabbi Yochanan said you can't be Makdish, so then how could the Tznuin permit what they did? In one small tiny place in Bava Kamma, Tosfos poses the following challenge. Why did the Gemara even in a million years think that the Tznuin Mashiach to Rabbi Yochanan? What did Rabbi Yochanan say you can't do? What did Rabbi Yochanan say you can't do on a Davar Shein B'Shuso? Can't be Makdish on a Davar Shein B'Shuso. What were the Tznuin doing? They're being paid now. They're being Mechal. I can't be paid to something that I don't know? Really? Really? If Reuven's Makdish something, I can't be paid to it? Of course I can be paid to it. This state that Pinyon requires Bibles. No such halach, no such thing, never was, never is. So Tosfos has a lot of work to do on that kasha. It shows you, chilul ma'aseh l'chorin, chilul hekdesh l'chorin, this is yours, that. Because the whole shit from it, the little Merubi can spend the week in this Tosfos. You know what the answer to that question may really be at the end of the day? 3 magic words, in ochinami. Taka in ochinami. Although the Gemara in Bava Kamma was assuming, for whatever reason, that when you can't be Makdish, you can't be Poida, in the end of the day, that may not be true. And you know who subscribes to that ultimate Chiluk? Rabbi Danasi. That's Rabbi Danasi. He had no qualms and no hesitations, quoted it to his Tamish, and known full well that you can't be Makdish, Dabash and Abishuso, Ayin, Mishnah, Bava Kamma, 7th Parak Maruba. And you know who else bought into that distinction between Hektish and Chiluk? The Rambam. That's why the Rambam had no qualms, no hesitations, quoted it's new, and even though he knew full well we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, and Yechlach, Mishnah, Mishnah, Mishusay. And if you're willing to draw that distinction, willing to create that break between inability to be Makdish, but yes, ability to be Paideh, then the entire Sugya unravels. That we don't need Maaseh Sheini anymore to be we don't really care too much about Maaseh Sheini. We can accept the Tznuin full well. The could be Masasheni, Stakam Amagavar, real. I don't know what it is. I can't care less. I'm not learning Masasheni right now. I'm trying to learn Psachadav. I'm in enough trouble learning Psachadav. You know Masasheni? So it says against the Mishnah, if you don't want to go down the route of the Chivas of Yechosis, Chivas of Rashba, this is an easy, this is a glatt solution to the Shiva Sirah. It avoids all confrontations with Briskarovs and Iceland. You only leave that all out of the picture. The Rambam is, I'm coming up with Shalom for an easy, simple solution. But basically, just to put the final touches on the Sugya, there's another, quote unquote, easy solution. I mean, not exactly easy. It's loaded, it's all lumdus. For our purposes, we'll try to keep it to 4 or 5 minutes. There's an alternate solution to the Shittas HaRambam. Not forcing us to go back down the route of Asana Kassel, which is the last place you want to go. The last Pshat in the Rambam, which is also similar to the Gesta Mishnah, will avoid all the complications and all the confusion and all the relevance to our Sugya and just simply defend the Rambam on his own terms, is presented by Rabbi Kivager. Those who have a Franka Rambam themselves can take a look. It's printed on the side of the Franka Rambam. Kivag has a Mishnayis also. The following fascinating view. Going back to the Tznuin for a second, and the problem with what the Tznuin did. The Tznuin were really nice guys. They're trying to be these Chasidus. They're trying to be played there. Something that's not really fully theirs. I mean, it's theirs, but Shalom Eino Mishusim, because somebody stole it. So the Tznuin can't be played there. It's Shalom Eino Mishusim Pashas. That's Rabbi Yechim is assuming. So Tosas already raised an objection in the middle of that Sugya. Tais appears himself as Kedushin and Senator. Why don't we turn the tables a little bit? Instead of the Tznuin trying to be told in the Master Sherni, I got a great idea. Why doesn't somebody else be told in the Master Sherni? Who's the somebody else? Who? The Gadol themselves. Let the Gadol themselves be told in the Master Sherni. Now, wait a second. They don't even know it's Master Sherni. That's the whole point of the Sutra. No, they're just taking fruit. You know, they're from Ganov, you know, I mean, relatively speaking. I mean, if they're Ganov, they're not so from. But you know what I mean. I think you understand. So they don't really want to violate the Ravoy. They're just not really aware that it's Ravoy. So we can't rely on them doing the stunt of Pidyon. But you know what? Listen to this one. I got an eitzah for the Tznuin to do it and not to run into Rabbi Yochanan in a Bishus problem. Why don't we say that the Tznuin are not acting on their own authority, but rather acting as shlichim on behalf of who? Of the Ganav. Now, shlichim, excuse me, they weren't appointed as shlichim. There was no meaning shlichim because the Ganav didn't know what's going on. But do you think it's in the Ganav's best interest to have this fruit being niftu? Of course. Do you think the Ganav wanted to? Of course. If they knew it was revived, they would have been invited. I didn't say they would have stolen it, but they would have been invited. So there's no question that the Ganav are very, very happy if this fruit would be, if the rabbi would take care of the kashas, if the chassidim would take care of the kashas of this fruit, they would be thrilled. So what do we call the rabbi say? When I do something on your behalf without being told to do so, but it's clearly advantageous to you, we have a name for that. You know what it's called? It's called what? It's called Zachnam Shlebefonim, Zachiyam. So let's turn the tables. Don't let the Tznuin be pointed, because they can't get any Meshusa. Let the Ganovim be pointed, and let the Tznuin do it, I'll shlich him, / Zachin, on behalf of the Ganovim. What's the problem? It's a huge problem. What's the problem, I say? Mabaya. I can only act on behalf of the Ganovim if what? If it is a schus. I can only do something on behalf of the Ganovim, finish the sentence, if the Ganovim themselves could have done it on their own. I could be their shliach, their zeichet, if they could have done it. But guess what? They couldn't have done it. You know why they couldn't have done it? Why not? Because they're shaloi. If you ever have a shlus, it's a shaloi. So Taizen Kedushin, the second part, just makes the Sa'ara that don't ask the silly kasha of Da'al Mehocha that's new and doing it, Mitam Atzmam, why can't they do it all Shlichas, all Tzchichas? So it says, you're right. Imtim Tzolam, the Ganav, would have been Tzaych on it. So then we could have constructed a scenario that's new and doing it, but the Maisa, it's like, we're in the world of make believe here. The Ganav weren't Tzaych on it anyway. Says in the Kivanger, true. 6 out of 7 times, the Ganav are not Zeichlant. But sometimes they are. How are the Ganav Zeichlant? And we'll go back to the Rambam again. Who is that Rambam? We lost the Rambam. The Kairi, I don't know what I got anymore. Massive confusion here. Rambam, 11th of the Marmakaris. The Rambam introduces the case of Tznuin by telling you what year in the cycle it is. Anyone notice what year it was? What year was it? It was a Shemitah year. I don't know why it was a Shemitah year. So it happens to be for a pure technical reason, because the Gemara discusses about, you know, I'm a nice guy, I'm trying to save the Ganavim. Is that really appropriate for me to be doing? Like, what am I saving the Ganavim for? They're a Risham, the Ganavim. Let them eat the tray for food. What's my problem? So the Gemara presents the possibility that it may be the Shemitah year. And maybe during the Shemitah year, they're not so bad, these Ganavim. You know why? Because they're not Ganavim. You know why? Because it's what? Because it's Hefker anyway. It should be Hefker anyway, as we spoke about earlier in the Aperi Shemitah, so Hefker, right? Remember? Mitzvah Shazman Groma Tashbisu vaguely? Didn't we talk about this a few months back? So it could be for totally, completely tangential reasons, the case happens to be during Shemitah. Just by golly, it's during Shemitah. During Shemitah. The Ganavim, if they would have wanted to and would have known, they could have been played there. Because it's Shalahem. When the Tznuin are going ahead and being played there, they're not being played there off their own authority. They're being played there as the unappointed Shlichim on behalf of the Ganavim, invoking the parish and Sugi of Zachman Shlomifono. And that is perfectly legitimate. That is the pidyon that the Rambam is describing, says Rabbi Kivegir. The Rambam is not addressing a pidyon being done invoking Rabbi Yechanan and B'shusos and Maiseluch and Shnei Devar. None of that. And the Rambam is not invoking a pidyon that can be done on the Damashen and B'shusos because Pechilu was different than Hekdesh Kesset. None of that. The Rambam has turned the tables on us and said the real emes of pidyon is between the Gazlon and the Ganavim themselves. The Tznuim are the unauthorized Shalichim invoking the Sugya of Zachar Shlomifon. Zoy Zachar Shlomifon. Habeche Yivchar, you tell me the Pshat you want to say Bidasa Rambam. Something's got to give in the Rambam because the Rambam invokes the Tznuim and he passes the Rabbi Yechon. Either the Rambam ultimately brings Rava back to life, that's as I state in the Chibas Arashva. If that's what the Rambam meant, that does not bode well for the Briski Rav nor for the Bichas Chinuch. If you want to say, if it's all the fashas or the two gedalia charedim, then you have to either say pshat in the Rambam like a vicious pshat, or you have to fall back on the kivegis pshat. You could choose which beer you want in Shidus Rambam. I'll go upon him, and the Tesis Chachmiyangla threw out that question, the unanswered question, isn't Maisa Shani one of those guys also in the enemy Shuso? A very loaded, controversial question. Wasn't settled in England back in the 1100s. Not settled in New England or New Amsterdam, wherever we are right now. Old Amsterdam, wherever town we're on Amsterdam Avenue. So it still has not yet been resolved. But the Maaseh Sheni truly meets the mark of one of those Devarim Sheni B'Shusholim. Hopefully, tomorrow we'll begin the new city.